happy to welcome to the program Donna Moreland, who is a school counselor with Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Covington. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to be talking about the Reach and Teach program. First of all, can you just give us an overview of what it is?
Okay. The Reach and Teach program was started about 7 years ago, and I was actually the founder of the program. And at that time, I had several boys that were receiving counseling services from me at my school. And they talked about not having any positive male role models available in their lives. Either their fathers may have been incarcerated due to drugs or other charges. They were substance abusers, and they were just not emotionally available to the kids. Or they never knew their dad. He was never in the house. Or their fathers had died, and there were no male models in their extended families either. So no one was there as a male to encourage them, to help with homework, or just toss the ball around. So I thought about how I could get help for these kids, and I called Covington Charities, or Covington Catholic, and met with Mr. Bill Schneider, who was the student service rep at the time. And he and I paired about six of my young students with six of his junior and senior students. And the program consisted of, and it still does today, about a half an hour of academic work on any homework or anything the student is struggling with, and a half an hour of an activity such as a board game, a card game, basketball, so that they can get to know each other and have fun.
So it's about an hour how often?
An hour program once a week.
Once a week. Wow, that's a really neat idea. And when you first got it started, you said it's been around for, this was 7 years ago. What was the response that first year, and how have you seen it grow since then?
The response was terrific that first year. The first day that the Covington Catholic boys walked into the school that I was at to meet their young mentees, it was like they were rock stars walking in. These kids were very excited, and they immediately were interactive with their mentors. They really flourished having that one-on-one time with this older buddy who was just there week after week for just them to focus on their needs and to help them. And now from just having the six the first year, we have about 30 mentors this past year and about 40 mentees or younger students that were in the program. And we have both, we are now in both public and Catholic schools. The program received an official name, the Reach and Teach program. And we also added female students with mentors from Notre Dame Academy as well. So we have both male and female mentors and mentees in the program today.
Do you find that there is a need for more mentors?
Well, we are always looking and trying to recruit new mentors. Sometimes we have mentors that are involved in sports activities and they can't make a commitment for the whole year. Mm-hmm. So we're always trying to recruit so we have that pool to choose from for finding with our kids.
Yeah, most definitely. How can a high school student become a mentor?
Well, first they need to be dedicated to really wanting to be in the program.
Sure.
And dependable. They need to have transportation to get there every single day and committed to wanting to make this positive change for their mentee by being there week after week. We stress that the most because their mentee is in the program for that exact reason, to have a stable person that shows up for them every single week. The mentors, they can earn service hours for their time if they need them, which is another incentive. And the students, the way they can get contacted with Leslie Dugan is our program coordinator at Catholic Charities, and our website, covingtoncharities.org. They can go on the website under Child and Family Services, and then under the school-based tab, there should be something on the Reach and Teach program, and they can email her or phone her to fill out an application. And we encourage all Northern Kentucky high school junior and senior high school students to apply if they're interested.
I'm really interested in this insistence on making sure that they are in fact committed to this, because when I think of high school students, one of the last things that I think about is commitment. And I being, you know, a former high school student myself, and being a young adult now, knowing that this age bracket is really, you know, we're not so into making commitments and being responsible. We like to be kind of flaky because there might just be something better to do. So I'm going to push this off until the very last minute. You know, like that's kind of the mentality that I've noticed among my age group and younger. Have you found a really good response among the high school students that they really take this on as a real responsibility?
Oh, yes. We've had several excellent students that have come. And like I said, the week to week, when they show up week to week, that little person is waiting there for you to be there and come through the door. And I've had great success with my Notre Dame students and my CovCast students that show up week to week and make that commitment and take it on and know that this person's, you know, depending on them to be there. And we ask, you know, if they can't be there, have a sub, find somebody that's a friend that will come for you so that that child's not sitting there waiting and feel like they have been rejected again or yeah. no one's there for them. So,
can I ask you, Donna, I'm curious, why did you choose high school students as opposed to adults?
Well, we knew that we were trying to find a pool really close by in our schools, and I think that the high school students, they needed service hours, so we know they might want to do that. And I wanted the kids to be able to have somebody to look up to that wasn't too far out of reach, that were close to their age, but going on with their education, they were in schools that they might want to go to. So we were trying to get them to be sort of recognizable a little bit and know these students were something they might want to do in the future. They might want to go to this high school and improve themselves and continue with their education. So that's why we didn't look to adults. We wanted somebody closer to their age, like a big buddy or a, like the big brother-sister sort of program. We wanted something like that.
Yeah, it's very cool. Now, how can anyone help out the Reach and Teach program if they're not in high school?
Okay, so we want individuals, if they, we would be grateful and welcome any donations that anyone wants to give to our program, because we try to buy snacks for the kids after school, and we always are buying activities like board games or dry erase boards, things that they can use to work together on the activities and the skills. And we want to keep the program going and growing. We hope to have it, keep it going for years. And we've had several success stories of kids who report that their lives were changed by the program, because we do surveys at the end of the year to get their perspectives, and kids report that having that one-on-one encouragement and positive support, just somebody to support them every single week, helped them to want to make their better choices and do best in school and other things. And then the mentors were also really surprised at how much they benefited. They didn't think they would get as much benefit, but they talked about how they were able to give back in a positive way, and they were inspired by their little buddies and how they could help them every week.
I would imagine so. We've been talking to Donna Moreland, school counselor with Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Covington. And Donna, remind us again how listeners can find out more information.
They can go to our website, covingtoncharities.org, and under Leslie Dugan, she's our volunteer coordinator, and she will hook you up to, with an application or give you any more information.